Earth and Sky.
Much of Earth's population today, approximately 3 billion people, depend on rice for food.
One of the things that people talk about is the Green Revolution in the 60s really kind of provided enough calories for most of the world. But what it didn't do is it didn't provide micronutrients. And so iron and zinc, for example, are what are now being called the hidden hunger in the world.
That's David Salt. He's a professor in Purdue's Department of Horticulture. He and his colleagues are working in a laboratory looking for the genes that regulate micronutrients such as iron and zinc in rice.
If we could really understand how rice plants do that and able to manipulate the rice plant to actually put more of those essential micronutrients like iron and zinc into the grain, then we're going to impact a substantial amount of people worldwide who rely on rice as their primary food source.
Salt said that his research might also help scientists understand how rice grains absorb harmful chemicals like arsenic. But the ultimate goal is to create a rice plant that's packed more full of nutrients.
We would definitely like to create a rice plant which is packed full of nutrients, whether that comes about through genetic engineering or assisted traditional breeding. I think there's several different ways to go.
Could this work affect nutrition throughout the world?
Without a doubt.
That was David Salt at Purdue. And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.